And felt the Lord impress something on my heart after I got the text today. So I felt like the service has gone this way already. We don't look for necessarily for confirmation, but do feel like the Lord has confirmed His Word today. So I appreciate the Lord and all He's done for us. I appreciate Him touching our pastor. It bothered me that he left, with some pain. I knew a little bit. But it, through the night, it just stirred me that, you know, he might be going through it. And so, you know, we are going to be in the fight. Amen. Like he's already said. And we are going to go through the fire. Amen. And somebody said fiery trials make golden Christians. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to get in the fight. I think it was a couple weeks ago. The Lord impressed upon my heart that the devil's going to pick a fight with somebody. He's all the time picking a fight. And Brother Strickler tells a story about this man that at school, you know how the bullies are. They like to pick a fight with the littlest guy. You know how bullies are. They try to find somebody they can push around. And that bully got the boy in the corner. But that boy had a best friend. And that bully got him in the corner. Brother Pete tells this story real good. And he got him in there. And this buddy of his said, "I'm tired of that guy picking on you." It always seemed like the friend would show up just a black eye or a bloody lip too late. He said, "The next time that bully gets on you, you holler my name." He said, "And I'll come." Next time Brother Nathaniel, that bully got on him, he hollered out, "Cleveland!" And Cleveland wasn't too far away. We got a good friend tonight. His name's Jesus. Amen. Thank God. We get in a fight, we can yell, "Jesus!" Amen. Man, he'll come. Praise God. He showed up many a times when I was in the fight. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's been with us through many a trial.
Yes, amen.
And the Bible said, he said, "I'll go with you all the way."
Right.
Even till the end of the world. Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 4 tonight. And I'll just try not to preach too long, but I just want to... The Lord laid a verse of Scripture on my heart tonight, and there's a lot of story here, beginning in verse 8. Three times we're going to notice the phrase that it fell on a day. Verse 8, it fell on a day that Elisha passed by Shunem, where there was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. She said unto her husband, "Behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let's make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither." Verse 11, it fell on a day that he came thither. He turned in his chamber and laid there. And he said to Gehazi's servant, "Call this Shunammite." And when he had called her, she stood before him. He said unto her, "Say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. And what is it to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain or the host?" And she answered, "And I dwell among my own people." And he said, "What is it? When is it to be done for her?" And Gehazi answered, "Verily she hath no child. Her husband is old." And he called for her. When he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, "About the season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son." She said, "Nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid." And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season. Elisha said unto her, "According to the time of life." And when the child was grown, it fell on a day. And he went out to his father, to the reapers, and he said to his father, "My head, my head." He said to a lad, "Carry him to his mother." And when he had taken him, he brought him to his mother, and she sat on her knees till noon, and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him, and went out. And she called her husband and said, "Send me, I pray thee, as one of the young men, one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again." Verse 23, he said, "Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It's neither new moon nor Sabbath." And she said, "It shall be well." She sat on an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward, slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went to the man of God to Mount Carmel. Came to pass, when the man of God saw her far off, he said to the Gehazi's servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Verse 26 is where I want to take our text tonight. He says, run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord tonight. Heavenly Father, we do pray thee, Lord, that you would touch us tonight. Lord, that you would anoint your servant, Lord, to preach the word that you have laid upon my heart. Lord, that you would come by and bless this people in the house of the Lord. Knowing, Lord, we go through trials and tests, Lord, there are times that we are in the fight, Lord. God, I pray that we would look to you tonight. We would draw near to you, Lord. And we would find help and safety tonight and comfort at this altar, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. We've often heard our pastor preach from the book of Kings. We've often heard him preach about the prophet Elijah. We just recently heard him preach about the prophet Elisha. And we know that after Solomon died, the kingdom was divided. Israel's a nation, was a nation greatly blessed by God, and yet it ended in disgrace and defeat. Amen. And we'll note that after Solomon, it only took one generation for the nation to decay and to divide. And the spiritual decay led to political and social deterioration. And in spite of the ministries of the prophets and even times of revival and even reformation at times, and especially in the nation of Judah, we find out that even though those ministers, those prophets had come by, and often in frequent chastenings of God that he sent to Israel and Judah, they rebelled against the Lord and they had to be judged. Amen. There's a warning to the individual tonight that he that often is reproved and hardened his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. And we also know that, amen, as well, that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. We must often listen to the word of God, and not only listen, but heed it, obey it, and do it. Praise God. Amen. And despite, amen, reform and revival, the people still, amen, rebelled and revolted. Amen. Against the man of God and ultimately against God. Amen. And God had to come against, amen, that nation. Amen. We know in the narrative here, amen, we're reading about the prophet Elisha. Amen. We can note in this chapter, amen, in this chapter here, amen, it's talking about, amen, a ministry of miracles. Praise God. Amen. His predecessor, Elijah, has stepped off the scene. Amen. God has carried him home. Amen. He's been carried out by the whirlwind. His mantle has been left, amen, to Elisha. Amen. Elisha had desired. Amen. He said, what shall be done for thee? And he said, that I might get, amen, that I might receive a double portion of your spirit. Amen. Elijah replied to him, you've asked a hard thing, but nevertheless, amen, if you'll stand by me, and when you see me go away, praise God, amen, my mantle will be left to you, amen, praise God, and we know what happened, praise God, amen, the mantle was left to Elisha, amen, he gathered up the mantle, amen, he gathered up himself, he came to the brook, he spoke the waters, he said, where is, amen, the God of Elijah, amen, well, hallelujah, we know, amen, about the ministry of miracles. Amen. In this chapter alone, there are three notable miracles. Amen. That have taken place. Amen. The first miracle is the widow's oil. Amen. When the time of, amen, we know there was hardship in the land, and this woman's oil. Amen. We know this woman was, her husband had passed away. She was left of her sons and much debt. Amen. But, amen, the man of God come by. Praise God. Amen. And he said, what do you have? Praise God. And we know that she said, all that's in the house, save, amen, just a pot of oil.
that you're not empty enough. Praise God. Amen. I'll never forget, amen, that sermon. Praise God. And now we have this miracle here. Amen. Where the Shunammite, amen, the Bible said she's a great woman. Amen. Praise God. Amen. There is a tribute, amen, to this great woman. Amen. The Bible said, amen, that she, amen, she was great. She does not, it does not give her name. Amen. But she does not go unnoticed. Though her name is not as unknown, amen, she does not go unnoticed. Amen. The writer, the writer here, amen, perceived and made note, amen, that this was a woman of God, that this was a great woman that was given to hospitality. Amen. She was great in rank. She was probably wealthy. Her and her husband were probably well known. And we know she had a woman in the land of Shunem. Amen. She had great discernment. She could perceive that the man of God would come by, as often as he passed by, she would constrain him to come in, and she would provide some food for him. Amen. She was given the hospitality. And later on we'll talk about her humility and her great motherly affection for her child and her courage and her faith. She was a great woman. Amen. Amen. I'm so glad to be among some great people tonight. Amen. I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord. And I'm so glad, amen, for the great people, amen, that have come into my life. Amen. We give tribute to this. The Bible gives tribute to this woman. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That she was hospitable. Amen. To the man of God. She made a room for him. Amen. She talked to her husband and said, I perceive this is a great man of God. And let us build a room onto our house. Let's make an addition. And as often as he comes by, amen, let's provide him a place to stay. Amen. So he can be refreshed. And so he can be restored. Amen. I want to discuss a little something tonight. Amen. We ought to make room, amen, for the man of God in our lives. Amen. Amen. We ought to make room, amen, for the pastor. Sometimes I feel like we get too private. Oh, amen. We get too personal at times. Amen. I want to preach to us tonight. Amen. But she made a room in her home, and she made room among her family for the man of God. And I feel like tonight we ought to make room for the man of God. Amen. That he can be a part of our life. Amen. Praise God. She's hospitable. She makes room for the man of God. He feels like there's something he can do for her. He feels like there should be a reward given to her. And he said, I can talk to the king. I can. Elisha was known to go before great men and notable men and kings. And he said, should I go to the king? And what shall be done for you? And she was content with what she had. She said, well, among my own people, I'm happy. I'm happy with where I am. But her life, we know, wasn't complete. He got to laying on the bed one day, and he still thought, man, there should be something done for this lady. She's so sweet. She's been good to us. And Gehazi noticed, Elisha, she doesn't have any child. And her husband's old. So he says, well, amen. He couldn't go before the king, but he could go before the King of Kings. Amen. Amen. He could go before the Lord. And great men and kings can do great things, praise God. But we know God tonight can do greater things. Amen. Amen. God can do greater things, praise God. Hallelujah. But amen. So he said, according to the time and the season, amen, you'll have, amen, praise God, you'll have a child. And then according to this time next year, amen, she said, oh, don't lie to me, man of God. Amen, you're just kidding around. Amen, don't cut up with me, amen. Amen, I'll tell you what, amen, when the man of God comes by, amen, and he's been with God, amen, he's been alone with God, amen, and he tells you something, praise God. Amen, I feel like we can bank on it sometimes. Amen, I believe we can just take him at his word. Amen, I believe, amen, that when it comes to spiritual things, amen, when it comes to serious things, amen, when the man of God speaks to us, amen, we ought to take heed, and we ought to believe what he says. Amen. So she has a son. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There's happiness. Amen. In that home. A little bundle of joy. Amen. A baby boy. Amen. Is born. Amen. She had been barren. Praise God. And we know that it came as according to what the man of God said. It fell on a day. Praise God. Amen. You know, there's a lot of things that can happen. Amen. In the course of a day. Praise God. Amen. You could be waking up. Amen. Feeling like you're on top of the world. Amen. By the end of the day. Amen. You feel like the world. Amen. It's on top of you. Praise God. Amen. It's just the way it is. Amen. It's just the ups and downs of life. Amen. She had this joy and this gladness. This child has grown. Amen. At the tribute to this great woman. Amen. The reward. Amen. Praise God. Amen. For what she had done for the man of God. But, amen. On the course of a day. Praise God. It fell on a day when the child got sick. Amen. It fell on a day when there was a great tragedy. Amen. And where there had been happiness, now there is heartache. Amen. Where there had been great joy, now there's pain, there's sadness, praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, it happens. Amen. It'll happen to all of us, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Believe in God and trust God, and we're gonna find out some more about this woman tonight. Amen. Even though there was a heartache, amen. I'm sure there was tears, amen, and sorrow, amen. But you gotta give her credit, praise God. Amen. She took it to the bed of the man of God, and she said, "I've got to get, amen, to the man of God." Amen. Amen. She didn't stay home. Amen. She, I believe, amen, with all my heart. Amen. She knew within herself, amen, I've got to get, amen, to the man of God. I've got to find out where he's at. Amen. I've got to get to the house of God. Amen. I've got to tell him, amen, all about it. Amen. I've got to see if someone can help me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And her husband, she said, "Send me with one of the young men to saddle up the donkey. Amen. I got to get to the man of God." And she said, "Well, it's not Sabbath. It's not a new moon. It's not a special occasion. Amen. It's not even a church night. Praise God." Amen. But you know what she said? Amen. She had great faith. Amen. She said, "It shall be well." Amen. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. What great faith was in her heart. Amen. Even though, amen, it's laden with a burden and a sorrow. Amen. Her joy has turned to sadness. Amen. Amen. But she gets up. Amen. And she tells her husband, "I believe everything's going to be all right." Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We sing that song. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We sing about little David. Amen. Taking down the giant. Amen. We say, "I've got a feeling it's going to be all right." Amen. I believe a song rose up in her heart. And she said, "Husband, amen, it's going to be all right. It shall be well." Praise God. Amen. I got a feeling. Amen. I'm going to get help today. A little struggle here tonight. Amen. But I'm going to try. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. She goes. Amen. She takes her trip. Amen. To the man of God. Amen. He sees her a great ways off. Amen. She knew where to find him apparently. Praise God. Amen. She started riding. Amen. Toward the mountain. Praise God. Amen. She started heading toward Carmel. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That was a sight. Amen. Of amazing victory. Praise God. Amen. That was a sight of a great miracle. Hallelujah. Amen. She went looking for the man of God. Hallelujah. He recognizes her. Say, "Hey, that's a Shunammite." And he sends his servant to her. Verse 26, he said, "Run, I pray thee to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child?" And she answered, "It is well." Some people can conceal their emotions.
And some people can hide their feelings. I won't preach just a few minutes. And they don't really open up. And they'll bury it. I was talking to a man the other day. You know, we'll get that text from the pastor. We'll get that text from a friend or a loved one or a brother or a sister and say, hey, how's it going? Right? How's the family doing? How's mom and daddy doing? And, you know, immediately most times we're going to say, it's well. Everything's going good. That's what she did. She got word from the man of God. He said, ask her those three things. Is it well with the husband? First of all, he said, is it well with you? Is it well with the husband? Is it well with the child? And she said, it's well. Now, I know, I believe in my heart that she had great faith. But she was hiding her emotions. She was concealing her burdens. And my heart was heavy the other day. I just want to talk to you. And that friend of mine come by and he said, really? Is it all right? I just had a burden that day and I just had a lot on my mind and I was praying and asking. I said, I don't really know what's wrong. I tried to tell him it was all right. Everything's good. But I talked to God this morning. I prayed. I feel like everything's going to be all right. And I talked to the Lord and a lot of stuff was weighing on, but I just told him everything's fine, brother. Everything's good. He come around according to the Spirit on life. I couldn't hide it, Pastor. I couldn't, you know, just the Spirit don't lie. And a lot of times our countenance will tell the story.
That's right.
Praise God. But I want to ask the question. This is what I want to preach tonight. Is it well? We'll be quick to reply. Everything's all right. It's going good. But we know deep down inside, our heart's breaking.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Appreciate that song tonight. Jesus took my heart all to pieces and put a little sunshine. We'll try to hide it. We'll try to be tough. After you tried to be tough the other night, I can tell you. I know Pastor's tough, isn't he? He said it got to the point where I just couldn't hide it. But he's his own now. We can't always hide it. We certainly can't hide it from the Lord. Amen. We can tell Him everything. Amen. I feel like we can confide in our pastor. At times when we say everything's all right, we ought to just really just hold the truth and say, hey, things aren't going so good. We got to give her credit. She came to the man of God. Her happiness had turned to heartache. She's a great woman. She has great faith. She knows that God did a great miracle in her life. And comes to the point where he asks the question, is it well with thee? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. And I felt like I jotted this down. This is what the Lord gave me. Something is troubling your spirit tonight. The man of God might not be aware of it. It said when she came to the man of God on the hill, she caught him by the feet, but Gehazi came near to thrust her away. The man of God said, let her alone. Her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord had hid it from me and hath not
told me. Sometimes we expect a man of God to discern, and we expect him to know everything that's going on, and many times he does. Many times I'm very thankful that he has also felt the burden, because he knows that he preaches to us, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. But there are times when the man of God might not be aware of it. Maybe the Lord has hid it from him, but God knows what's going on. You say everything's all right. It's all good. I'm okay. Praise God. But is it well really tonight? Amen. I felt this on my heart. Is it well tonight? Praise God. You know, God wants to help us more than we can help ourselves. Amen. More than we want to help ourselves. And you know, Jesus is touched with the feelings of our infirmities, our high priest. Amen. You know, if it matters to you, the songwriter said, it matters to God. Praise God. And the Bible said in Peter, amen, that fisherman turned, amen, apostle and great preacher of Pentecost, that we can cast all of our cares, amen, upon him. Amen, because he cares for us. Amen, praise God. Amen, and somebody said, Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. Praise God. Amen, I found that to be true. Amen, praise God. Amen, he will, amen, put a little sunshine in. Amen, where there have been, amen, some doubt. Amen, where there have been some sin. Amen, where there have been some heartache. Amen, where there have been some sorrow. Amen, but we've got to, amen, get to that place. Amen, where we'll fall upon the rock. Amen, or we'll cast all our cares. Amen, we'll fall down at his feet. Amen, mate. Amen, break our heart. All the pieces, praise God. Amen, put down our defenses. Amen, put down our front. And let God have his way in our life. Amen. I'm just going to preach a few more minutes tonight. The other song we sang tonight is He Knows How. Praise God. He knows how. And he knows what you're going through tonight. The preacher was visiting a home of one of his parishioners. He knew this home to be often visited by sorrow and affliction. The psalmist said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You know what that means? It means that sorrow and affliction may knock on your door and may intrude into your home or your heart, and they may endure for a night, and you may have to deal with it for a time. But they can't always stay around. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Just like Sister Cheryl said tonight, she had to roll down the window and let the devil know that he wasn't welcome. Amen. In there anymore. And she said, roll up the window quick before he gets back in. Amen. This has been a home where, amen, sorrow and affliction had often visited. Praise God, they had come in. Amen. The door, praise God, had come morning time. Amen. They had to find their way out. And they had to exit the place. And the door had to be shut. Amen. So they wouldn't come on in. Amen. I'll tell you what. Amen. Sorrow and affliction, they often visit to us. Amen. I'll tell you what, Jesus. Amen. I'll put the sunshine in. Amen. Joy cometh in the morning. Praise God. He found the woman there that hadn't been to church in a little while. And he had been concerned. Amen. He finds the mother there in the depths of despair and mental anguish. And he does as what a pastor would do. He begins to counsel her and console her. And he finds some, amen, scriptures or whatever he can do to comfort her. Amen. In her time of need. Amen. But she seemed to be unable to overcome. Amen. She ought to rise above her distress. Amen. And so he done all he could do. Amen. He tried to comfort her. And he
quotes the Bible. And amen, I tell you what, the word sometimes, amen, the Bible said he sent forth the word and it healed them. Praise God. Amen, there's time we get healed, amen, physically. And there's times, amen, we get healed spiritually and emotionally. Praise God. The word of God, amen, will come forth. Amen, it'll get right where we're living. It'll get right in our situation. It'll speak right to our heart. And things seem to be a whole lot better. Praise God. But she seemed unable to rise above her distress. And the preacher suggested that she could do nothing better than to take all her sorrows and take all her cares to Jesus. Amen. He said, you must tell Jesus. That's what he told her. He said, you must tell Jesus. Amen. The story says something rose up in the woman, her countenance changed. Amen. A light broke upon her face. And she said, yes, I must tell Jesus. Amen. After a time of prayer, amen, she got up from her knees and with a radiance in her face. Amen. She had talked to Jesus. Amen. We often sing that song. Amen. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Amen. When you feel a little prayer room turning. Amen. You know a little fire's burning. Amen. Praise God. A talk with Jesus will make it right. Amen. Elisha Hoffman left that home. Amen. With the words ringing in his heart. And under the influence of that experience, he wrote to him, I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear, amen, my burden alone. Amen. You might have come in tonight, amen, under a load of care. Amen. Under a load of stress. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Sister Wood said, I took the stress test. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you what. Amen. Jesus is what's best. Amen. When you're under stress, amen, you can't carry that load any longer. Amen. You must tell Jesus. Praise God. You can't carry it by yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. She took it to the man of God. Amen. He did what he could. Praise God. He sent a servant ahead with the staff. Amen. He said, lay the staff upon the child, upon the face of the child. And he said, you know, she said, I'm not going to leave until you come with me. And he arose and he followed her. And amen, we know about the miracle. We know how the child revived and was restored. Amen, the joy and the gladness was brought back into her life. Amen, he said, amen, he stretched himself upon the child. He laid his mouth upon his mouth, his hands upon his hands, his eyes upon his eyes. And he got up and he prayed and he sought God. And amen, and then God answered that prayer. Praise God. It said the child sneezed 7 times and he opened his eyes. And amen, and he called Gehazi and said, call the Shunammite. And when he called her, she was coming to him and said, take up your son, pick him up. And she went in, fell at his feet, bowed herself to the ground. Amen, took her up her son and went out. Amen. The story has a happy ending. Praise God. Amen. The child was restored. Amen. His life was revived. His health. Praise God. Amen. But it came by fervent prayer and faithful prayer. Amen. From the man of God. Amen. Pastor said it tonight. Amen. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen. We're going to be in the fight. Amen. We're going to be under a load. Amen. But we must be faithful. And we must be fervent in prayer. Amen. Call upon God. Amen. Call upon Him in a time of need. And He will show up. He will answer right quickly. He'll come to where we're at. And He will help us. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a comfort to every saint tonight that God does hear and answer prayer.
Yes, amen.
That we can go to the man of God. Amen. He'll pray. Amen. And God will help us. Amen. But I want to compel someone tonight. I didn't know who would be in the house. Will we give comfort
to the saint tonight, but we must also compel the sinner. There's a hymn, amen, it's often sung. And we know the story behind the hymn. I think somebody brought it up the other evening. If you heard the story about it as well, with my soul. And the man Horatio Spafford wrote that song amidst great tragedy and amidst great sorrow when his children had, one had died of a disease and sickness, and the little girls had died because of shipwreck. But he could go in the midst of that sea and say, it is well with my soul. But there's another hymn I found in our hymnal on page 334. And it asks the question, is it well? Is it well with you tonight? How about your husband? How about your wife? How about your children? Have you taken it before the Lord? Have you made room in your life for the man of God? I feel like there's heavenly help tonight. For somebody who might be carrying a heavy heart or heavy load tonight. I titled the message, Is It Well? But I also thought about this. The Lord can lighten your load tonight. We sing that song. That's what this altar is for. I'm going to give an altar call tonight. I don't know what you're going through. It might be just me, Pastor. But that's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry your burden anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a little bit's true. Jesus is waiting. He's waiting here for you. Sometimes a man of God is not aware. Sometimes it is hid from him. Sometimes we're too private. We're too personal. We don't want him prying into our life. Come on now. It's easy to send a text. Everything's good. Everything's okay. But the Spirit doesn't lie. And God knows when everything has gone out of control. And He knows when your soul is vexed. He said, let her alone, her soul's vexed within her. The Lord had hid it from me and had not told me. But ultimately she found the help she needed. The man of God came to where she was. He went into the house, but he had to call upon God. And that's what we have to do tonight. That's our only hope. And that's our only answer tonight. Let's stand all over the house. I feel like I preached my heart tonight. Something's troubling your spirit tonight. The man of God might not be aware of it. The Lord may have hid it from him. But God knows what's going on. You say everything's all right. It's all good. I'm okay. Everything's fine, preacher. You say, like the Shunammite said, it is well. But is it well tonight? Let's come around the altar for a time of prayer. Maybe you're in the fight. Maybe you're in the struggle, you're going through the fire. The brother preached going through the valley. The devil likes to hide the exit signs, blind us with the darkness. Feel like there's no way out. But Jesus is the door, He's the way out, He's the answer to whatever's troubling us tonight.